In the beginning, it was a Protestant country, but the symbol that characterizes the United States in Bible prophecy is that it goes through a transition. It begins as a lamb symbolizing Christ, but it ends speaking as a dragon, symbolizing Satan. Somewhere in its growth, it becomes the false prophet of Bible prophecy, and when it arrives on the scene of history, when it begins to fulfill its role as the false prophet, then the threefold entities that make up modern Babylon, the great city is divided into three parts, has arrived. And what I hope you see is that Bible prophecy, whether it's Daniel or Revelation, it puts the pieces of prophecy together upon the history of these three powers as they develop, rise and fall and change in history. We know the beast of Revelation 16 is Catholicism, the false prophet, apostate Protestantism, and the dragon is spiritualism. In Revelation 16, verses 13 through 16, it says this, "And I saw three unclean spirits like frog come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirit of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world, to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garment, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon." Now, I hope you're seeing that these three powers are also the powers that are going to bring the world to Armageddon. And we're going to see as we get further on in a later study of Gideon that Armageddon is this day of the Lord that Joel was talking about, where multitudes come to the valley of decision. So these prophecies merge into one consistent truth as you bring them together. But at the end of the world, the threefold power that we most clearly understand as Seventh-day Adventists that will oppose God's work, God's people, is modern Babylon, the beast, the dragon, and the false prophet. And upon the testimony of two or three witnesses, a thing shall be established. So in the prior histories, parallels, and illustration in the Bible, prior to the end of the world, where we see God's people illustrated as being opposed by three enemies, two singular, one plural, we prophetically know that those are symbolizing modern Babylon at the end of the world. Now, this is important as we get further on in our studies and begin to look at Daniel 11 and Isaiah 11, because in Daniel 11 and in Isaiah 11,